Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Episode 7.5, and we labeled it thus because I was in a Koga Manjidani mission in California, and we actually recorded an entire show, but it never got released.
Welcome back, Kill. Welcome back to the studio. We just recently transitioned to another place, so this took about a month, and I'm glad that we finally got the ball rolling again, you know?
Yeah, the Koga Manjidani, it never sleeps. You know, our missions, they continue on forever.
Yeah, that's true, man. So how did your mission go? You haven't really said much about it.
It was dangerous. But we did make an episode since then, but the news was so old we had to can it. However, we are going to play clips from that show for you right now. We make fun of Game Hounds, everybody's favorite friendly neighborhood podcast. So let's show them. Here's a clip right here.
Tell us what you think.
Hello, I'm Edie Sellers. Welcome to Game Hounds. This is Naughty Number 19. And here's my host right next to me, Cooper Hawks.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Game Hounds.
Yes, Game Hounds is the best.
You know that. You know that. We all know that. It's the best game podcast ever.
Well, first we want to talk about EA.
What the fuck, EA?
EA.
Yes, I've been angry all day. I've been playing the Battlefield beta, and what the fuck? No, angry.
It made me very angry.
Okay, listen. EA's charging for guns. Guns!
I can't believe it.
Like, I'm like, what's up with that? And keep it. I don't want to pay for my guns. I want it, and if it comes with the game, $60. $60. I want a full game!
Kosamas, GTA 4, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was just laughing about Game Hounds.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Doesn't that dude sound like fucking Kermit?
I hope somebody writes Game Hounds and tells them that we're making fun of those two individuals. Because we want that. You know, we love the PR, you know. We love it. Bring it.
Bring it.
Fuck it.
Hey, man, we just did it because we listen to these guys sometimes, and like the first time we download them, we're like checking out.
We really don't. Kosamas listens to these guys. I just happened to catch one episode and thought they were the most ridiculous fucking people I ever heard.
So, this way, clip from one of their shows right now just to compare what they sound like.
Hey, here it comes.
Easter rabbit today. The happy Easter rabbit today. This is my Brontosaurus. Ready?
Oh god, it was that bug bitching about stuff that, you know, what the fuck, who are they?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even really proved, you had one, how many games do these people have?
I honestly don't know.
I believe they only have the one.
I think they probably only do.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, man, sorry.
Oh, this guy's on. Oh, man, I don't know. But we need to get back on subject.
Get back on
we want
to
get through all this stuff so we can have fun.
Welcome back to the new, reinvented Kosamas and Kill Show, episode 7.5. We'll hit it off with some gaming right now.
Kosamas just had cybernetic implants. That's why he means the new rebuilt version.
Well, actually, we got a whole new studio. Actually, you know, this is a whole other place that
we're started actually recording upstairs actually, in a penthouse suite. Yeah. It's pretty sweet. We got like bitches. They're taking our drink orders and going. I can't believe.
Oh,
it.
Thank you. Thank you for this. Yeah, they just handed me a Red Bull.
A Red Stripe.
Oh. A Red Stripe. I'm sorry, I was a little.
Okay, he's had a few, but you know, you guys wouldn't listen to our show if you know, because Samus wasn't drunk. And I wasn't, you know, stupid. But we're going to kick off back in the agenda. Into I want to talk about GTA 4.
Yes, GTA 4 was released this week on Tuesday. And I caught it on the Monday night midnight launch, which was pretty dead where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, fuck, dude, when I first booted up, interesting story, okay? It locked up on me.
It locked up on you. And what version are you playing?
I'm playing the Xbox 360 version.
Of course.
And I actually went on the internet and did some research, and apparently this is happening to a lot of people.
But mostly on the PS3 front, from what I understand.
Yeah, mainly the PS3, and they have like a big, big list of things you have to do, like turning off your PSN store, turning off your PS3 controller, refreshing your cache and your hard drive.
Yeah, erasing your PS3 installation files and your old game saves.
What the hell?
It's the most ridiculous shit.
It sounds a lot like what happened with Bully when it first came out.
Bully Man is the shit.
But, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4, it does deliver. Let's put it right there.
There's something funny about Russians, man. They did good putting Russians in that game, because every time I hear them Russians, Nico...
He's not a Russian, though. Like, he even said that in the game at one point, that he's like, I'm not Russian, you know? Like, what are you, Scandinavian?
He's like Polish or some shit, but anyway. Well, he's neither here nor there. He's funny. And when it comes to underworld of the Russian Soviet mafia...
Europeans.
It's just funny.
European immigrant, you know, it's a fresh start from...
Hearing Nico, you know, interact with what's your favorite cat's name from Jamaica?
Oh, that dude, Manny, I think it is?
Yeah, well, that's funny. Because
no, that's not Manny.
They don't even understand
Manny's
each other.
The inner city rapper that's trying to clean up the streets.
Ooh, he's like Will Smith.
I guess so. I don't know who to compare him to.
Will Smith hating show episode 1. No, I'm just kidding. EA. So,
we're still talking about Grand Theft Auto 4. Man, I am still on the subject.
Keep talking about your lockups.
Well, I'm not worried about the lockups. I'm just saying that I'm really happy with this gameplay. It's pretty damn fun so far. I'm addicted to it. Even the multiplayer, I was surprised, was good.
Yeah, it's fun, man. And I like the duck and cover mechanics. It's really fast-paced in the multiplayer realm, especially the deathmatch. I haven't really gotten around to trying the other game modes online because the single player is so engrossing.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of my time. Before I know it, I start playing about 6 o'clock when I get off work. Before I know it, it's like 1 in the morning. I'm like, oh, shit. It's already time to go to bed, and I'm barely even maybe like 1% ahead in the story.
But see, Kosamas, he's lying, because he doesn't just get off of work and play games until 1 in the morning. He's got all his ex-girlfriends coming in for booty calls or whatever all day. No, <I'm kidding. laughs> He's fucking with you guys. Yeah, it ain't all gaming.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's get away from the Grand Theft Auto 4 like you wanted, but...
It's cool. Check it out. If you like violence...
It's
you know, if you like death, you like running people over, if you're sick,
everybody
then maybe
knows
this
Grand
is
Theft
the game
Auto,
for
I
you.
Would hope. Because Grand Theft Auto is like a household name.
Yeah, a household name equated with, you know, death, destruction,
killing,
violence, hookers,
violence.
You know,
sex and violence.
Grand
sex
Theft
and violence.
Auto.
Sex and
yeah.
violence. Sex
All
and
of a
violence.
Sudden, when did this
sex
game franchise... Hey, when did this game franchise go from stealing cars to... becoming a total crime simulator?
They wanted to push the limits of the PS1, and
renamed it something else, like the crime
Inner
game.
City Slaughter.
Inner City Slaughter. I like that, man. Cholo Wars.
Inner City Sandbox.
Well, they already have Cholo Wars, though.
Yeah, they do. Cholo Wars broke the ground, I think, but it's an underground game that not many people know about.
Yeah, Cholo Wars. So I want you guys, I don't want to go onto Yahoo and look under the most search terms and see Cholo Wars under there, because it's underground. I don't want it to get too popular, neither does Kosamas. Don't search for Cholo Wars.
All right. So, I was just thinking about our big petition we had against EA.
Yeah.
Like on our last show, we were really pissed off that EA started trying to sell
the show that
guns.
Didn't get released, you mean?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, you did talk about it on your guest show, though.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
Okay.
Whenever you had gone missing.
Gone missing. I was in the Kogamon
I know.
Jungle, man.
That's gone missing, man. Nobody knows where you are. No one can contact you.
And I'm glad the Iga didn't know where I was, or I would have really been gone for.
That's for sure.
For, you know what I mean.
But EA listened to the fans, which is pretty freaky. Actually.
Yeah, either that or the original thing was a fucking rumor.
What?
I just want to make one thing clear right now. Gamers, they'll believe anything. Any rumor a gamer hears that corresponds to something they're interested in becomes reality until someone tells them it's not.
Yeah, but you gotta check it out. When we played the beta, it had weapons for purchase on Xbox Live Marketplace. And I remember looking at that when we first started playing the Battlefield beta, which wasn't very good at all. I don't think I'm even going to bother picking it up.
Oh, yeah?
No. I mean, maybe when it hits the bargain bin, I'll pick it up for the single player.
Well, you really can't do mailing rentals anymore. You gave
no,
that up.
No, I just gave up my Gamefly.
Oh, you should not have dropped that name. Gamefly, you owe us $50 right there. Don't fuck
with me. Why? Because I told them I quit their service and I didn't really care that.
Hey, just because you said you quit their service, you still dropped their name.
Yeah,
that's free advertising.
That's
true. $75 bucks. It's going up. Fuck. It's going up, Gamefly.
You just dropped it again.
We're going to talk about Rock Vandal.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing a lot of Rock Band, and here's some Rock Band news.
Hey, ready to rock?
That's what Rock Band sounds with the fucking sound off.
Hell yes, because you've got neighbors, and you don't like to keep them up because they're old.
Yeah, so you got to turn the volume way down, and that's all you hear is just a bunch of clickety-clackety and trying to stay in pitch.
Yeah, people, they don't know the lyrics to the song, but so they just try to keep the pitch, and it sounds like a dying giraffe or some shit. It's fucking awful.
But anyway,
but
Rock Band.
But we did get playtime.
Dude, Rock Band, they've sold 3 million of these games. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that everybody fucking has at least tried this once, hopefully. Because it's a pretty cool experience.
I would have liked to have bought Harmonix stock before.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially with 10 million songs, like, for sold.
Downloaded.
That's a lot of extra income. That's like, what, $30, $50 million of extra income? Because the songs are, what, like $2 or $3 each?
It's just that they've got a brilliant marketing strategy, albeit a little, you know, too capitalistic for my taste.
Yeah.
But, sweet deal.
Okay, we're going to do a quick
Rock Band.
Just a quick Rock Band. Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about a quick Rock Band breakdown because we just played it this week for the very first time.
And we played a lot of
it. And we did play a lot. We played about 4 hours every night just because we were addicted to it. We had a lot of people coming over and trying out this game, and it was pretty fun with
Kosamas,
a full Rock Band.
Yeah, Kosamas developed a Rock Band nickname through his playing. They call him the drumstick assassin.
Assassin.
yeah,
that sounds.
They call
bad.
You the drumstick assassin. That's pretty.
That's pretty bad. Well,
anyway,
that sounds.
That's
pretty
not.
Bad.
They
yeah.
called him the drumstick assassin because his drumming skills were off the hook. Now
they kill people.
He kills. Yeah, his drumming. And he was drumming, and a drumstick flew out of his hand and hit the dude behind him right in the head.
And hit
his head right through the wall.
Yeah.
Not really, that was his foot. But anyway.
Okay. But Rock Band, what did you think about it? There should have been a lot more songs. That's
the
my
songs
first,
were not
that's my first
good
complaint.
At all. I think the songs suck. There were a few good songs on the
because
marketplace.
Because we downloaded the Metallica pack.
Which was a waste because we don't own the game. We just borrowed it.
Yeah, and we also downloaded that free version of the Portal song.
Yeah.
Yeah, which wasn't too bad.
And singing it.
And apparently,
too bad he doesn't know the song.
You know, like, the first lyrics of the song, but then the rest of the song you're totally clueless about what the hell it means. It's
and
like,
it
and
sounds
I want
awful.
Cake. Yeah, it's not very. It's all right, man. People like that song. I don't know where that came from.
I'm sorry. I watched a little bit of Berserk last night, but
did you?
We'll save that for our anime.
So, you got a taste of Rock Band on. What would you What would you say the fun factor was? Is that a buy?
I'll tell you, it's fun, but after a while, it gets stale. It becomes too much of a chore to be fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know, eventually all the reefer smoke and the alcohol that everybody's been consuming, and the tobacco smoke, it just fills the air, and you have a headache. You don't want to be drumming, playing guitar. You want to be outside getting some fresh air.
Let me tell you what pisses me off about it. Is you're playing the drums, and then you're sitting there working your ass off like 8 minutes through a Metallica song. And all of a sudden the fucking singer doesn't keep his voice back because
he doesn't know the song.
He's like trying to do his best Hetfield impersonation, which doesn't read well in the Rock Band mic. Then you're sitting there working your ass off for 8 minutes and you got the beat down finally and you're getting a little tired but you're still having fun and you're like, oh man, when's the song gonna be over? Then somebody loses. And then they're like, let's try it again.
Yeah, what happened to us? We get on those 6-song sets.
Yeah.
And we'd all pick, you know, hard or medium or expert or whatever, yeah. And we'd get through 5 songs.
And then the last song
would be totally impossible, unbeatable for us on our current level of difficulty. So the only way to do it is to start all over again. That's weak. We actually quit after trying the last song 4 or 5 times.
We quit our profiles without saving them, so we'd like work twice throughout the career for like 4 hours straight. And we
where's the autosave?
Yeah, where is the autosave? I just like turned it off because I was like, I'm sick of this game. And then we booted it up and our band wasn't there.
So concerning fun factor, I gotta say it.
Dude, it's fun with a full room of people. Yeah, it's moderate at best. You gotta take it in moderate doses.
It gets stale. It gets to be too much of a chore. I'd give it a 6.
But if it's around a party and there's like a lot of people coming in and out, I mean, you can sit there and rack up the drums all drunk and then go back and...
But as soon as there's a fight, that shit's going to get broken because you're going to get landed on or kicked or something. Oh,
and those instruments are so cheaply made. You could just imagine seeing a fat guy fall through that drum set.
That drum set.
It would just fly like
a... All I got to say, if you got time to play fucking Rock Band, you need to go learn an instrument and play some real music. Come on.
Agreed.
Give me
on
a
that.
Fucking break. I'm sitting there. I'm a real musician.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a songwriter. And I can't help but feel when we're playing this game that we're wasting our fucking time.
Well, yeah, it does feel that way.
Because most of those songs we can play, they're easy as hell for real life. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Don't fuck with me. No, maybe
just, well, just don't get somebody on the mic that doesn't, you know what I mean? Because the mic singers in the Rock Band definitely distract from the experience. I'm sorry, but whenever everybody sings, they're in these certain parts like Danny California and, I don't know, Led Zeppelin or whatever.
Creep.
You just like start laughing out loud because their vocals. Yeah. Oh, come on. That's enough, man. That's enough. Let's move on from Rock Band.
Rock, well, what's your final thoughts on Rock Band? What do you rate it?
I give Rock Band shit, dude. I think it's a good B.
Good B. I'd give it a D+ because it's just a waste of time. You need to go learn a real instrument.
I'd say it's good just to play for like an hour or so and just have fun with your friends. It's a good experience. It's a good
It is a good casual gaming experience. I wouldn't dedicate a lot of time to
it. No, it's not. I wouldn't dedicate a hardcore gamer time limit to it like you do on Call of Duty 4 or Halo 3 because then you just look obsessive, stupid, sad, pitiful, and like you really need a life. So get off the Rock Band. Go pick up a real instrument.
But you might get signed playing Rock Band, man.
This ain't South Park, buddy.
Even though you can't say South Park, man.
Dude, South Park is bad.
Okay.
I love that
Blu-ray
show.
Blu-ray news.
Blu-ray. Xbox 360. We have heard some things from Pegatron.
As September.
Pegatron, they're a drive maker. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that they're making
They've already
a
been
fucking
tapped
Blu-ray.
By Microsoft for a Blu-ray add-on for the
Xbox 360. Yeah, and this is the second manufacturer that has spoken up about the manufacturer of them. Blu-ray products on the 360, which was inevitable.
Yeah, you know what we mean. But that's good news for those people who don't have a DVD player, a high-def DVD player for their 360. Yeah. But bad news for those who already bought an HD DVD player.
Hey, at least it's a good upscaler, even though it sounds like a jet engine.
Hey, people bitch. Yeah.
You are now watching Men in Black.
Dude, does it have voice command? Like,
it might as well.
Too? You have pressed scene selection.
It's got GPS. It's all, you have turned left. You're all, what?
I'm sitting on my fucking chair. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, next bit of news. We heard this and it just surprised us and saddened us and just plain up made a ridiculous joke of gaming, which is the MK franchise teaming up with DC Comics to make MK versus DC.
It's not so surprising.
Which the main characters that they've released so far are Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Batman and Superman. That's all they've shown, as far as I know.
Okay, I don't think it's that unusual, and I'll tell you why. Midway's Mortal Kombat license has been completely faltering the last few years.
But 3D, man. They should have stuck to a 2D format. And what the hell? DC's more widely known than...
What, 2D format? You think they should have stuck with the motion capture format they used to have? Give me a fucking break.
You remember the Versus, you know, like Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, but then you'd be asking Mortal Kombat to change. So you're saying Mortal Kombat should change from motion capture to 2D.
Go back to 2D graphics with DC. Then I would say
that's too late now.
It is. I mean, it's already a 3D fighting game. We already saw the trailer where Batman and who was it? Sub-Zero, they're fighting off a cliff, falling down. And
Batman
won. So it's like Dead or Alive where you can have multiple levels of fighting.
Yeah, but I was trying to say that the reason why it doesn't surprise me is because since Midway has been doing so bad with the Mortal Kombat license, it would only be natural that they would latch on to something with a total built-in audience. DC Comics has a built-in audience of God knows how many people. I mean, so many people. They're buy something just because it has a DC Comics.
And there's so many people out there, I'm looking at you, Zach, but they would buy anything with Mortal Kombat slapped on it, even though this game franchise has died.
Since MK2.
MK2, yeah. We were talking about that the other day. We were saying how since MK3 just killed it with the run button, and after that it just went to hell.
Yeah, it's crap, but I'll tell you, if this can't revive the Mortal Kombat franchise, I don't know what can. They're definitely going to make money off of this.
Yeah, they definitely will.
It's a 3D fighting game with DC characters.
You know what they need
even
to do?
If nobody cares
they
about
need to
Mortal
release
Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 2 on Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network.
What about the size cap?
Dude, they're making an HD Street Fighter. That has a big size cap. And
yeah, but that was actually granted to them, was that exception to use that.
I still think it's BS that there is a size cap. Just
I know, I don't think
games.
They should have it, but they're gay.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Microsoft. I just got to get that off my chest. Fuck you and your size caps. All right. Techno Bowl on the DS this fall. It's going to be badass. Techno Bowl, it's an old game. Hopefully they redo the AI.
Techno Bowl, you mean like on the Super Nintendo, huh?
No, I'm talking about on the NES, Playboy.
Oh, that was Super Techno Bowl, huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about Techno Bowl.
Techno Bowl.
And it'll be badass.
And no Bo Jackson. Remember how Bo Jackson used to have the end dance when you'd score a touchdown and say, Bo Jackson scores and you're the Raiders? Yeah, no Bo Jackson. So all you Bo Jackson fans, you're going to have to pick up old copies to reminisce.
Yeah, you're going to have to find another character to cheat with. We're going to bring up some Soul Calibur 4.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 4.
Fighting games and Techno Bowl for some reason.
Fighting games. But we were talking about a fighting game before that. But we should have talked about it. But Soul Calibur 4, Yoda on 360, Vader on the PS3.
Everybody
knows that already, and everybody knows that fucking Vader's going to be a fucking cheap bastard. You can already tell by how big he is and how strong his moves are going to be.
Yeah, asshole. He's cool. Totally cool. But new news on the Soul Calibur 4 front is that they're actually going to have fatality-style finishing moves.
And when I first was reading about this, it said that you would be able to perform it any time.
So, and it said that you could actually take away 80% of your opponent's health bar by just successfully activating one of these.
And you know what? It has armor sensors for some reason in this one. Like, if you keep blocking, your armor eventually is going to start, you know, fucking decomposing
giving away. That's cool.
So once a piece of armor is blinking red, I don't know how, I guess it'll have a little indicator in the corner or something of your armor. But kind of like fighting Vipers. It was like armor fighting, like where you had to break off shoulder pads and stuff. But anyway, Soul Calibur, fatalities, finishing moves. What do you think about this? You think this is a good introduction to this game? Or?
I think it's...
But
think
anyway,
it's
we kind of already did it. We play a lot of Soul Calibur.
All the time.
So whenever we finish our move and like you're declared dead, you like get kicked a couple of more times and you get put into a grab
move.
But
didn't you just say that these can be activated anytime during the battle?
Yeah.
I agree to an ending move, but I don't agree to an 80% health taker off of a successful completion. I mean, as soon as somebody masters that, there's no way, And this is an all online game. I mean, I'm not saying that Namco should give way to its casual gamers. I'm just saying there should be a way to balance it out better. And I hope they have a very intuitive ranking system for their online play. Counting on it.
I don't know. I was hoping the finishing moves were just kind of like almost like Mortal Kombat. Like after you defeat them, maybe like a little screen will flash. And when you see that flash, then you can go up to them and do like a fancy combo. And then it'll have like a pre...
Well, it looked pretty sweet from the screenshot.
Maybe like a slow motion attack move. That would be cool. That boom, you know, like a stab to the chest.
Yeah.
So you can actually practice your finishing moves and have a style to it. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, we've already seen one of Ivy's special finishing moves, and it looks very ornate and large. It looks badass. It really depends on how they're going to go with it. I'm going to have to reserve my verdict for the release.
Yeah, we're going to have to see this in action and how it plays. This is definitely hands down, yeah. And we're going to want some challengers. We're probably going to have some Soul Calibur challenge contest, so you're probably going to have to battle us. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and I don't get enough... I mean, we might as well stop making this show right now.
Why?
I'm just kidding. All these...
That did not make sense.
I'm just saying we don't get any feedback from our fans. Oh, do you know we gave away an Xbox 360 Elite to the first car... Or to the people, how do we do it?
What do you mean?
We gave an Xbox 360 Elite to the person who we liked their email the best. And we got it, and there were only 3 emails in there. What? We've got 5, and so out of those 3 people, we drew and we gave an Xbox 360 Elite to one of those people. That could have been you, America. Yeah,
that was pretty dumb of us to give away a 360 to only 3 people.
No, but we gotta get. We can't just renege, man.
I know, but we'll find something next to give away. Who knows? What do you think? Copy of Grand Theft Auto 4?
What, you gonna give away your copy?
No, I'm not gonna give away my copy, but we'll see.
Well, we've got plenty of things. We got email. We're on MySpace. We got phone, an answering machine, a 24/7 answering machine that converts your messages into MP3s. I'm just saying, Kosamas, I'm just saying, man, that we don't get enough feedback.
I know, and you went off on a whole spiel with.
We want to make sure. Into the show, you know? We want to make sure that the fans are cool with our show.
Well, drop some fucking names, man. Put some numbers down. Don't just yammer about feedback. How do we get contacted? How can they contact us?
KosamasandKyo@gmail.com. And, search for Kosamas. You can go to myspace.com/KosamasandKyo.
And also, we just got some forums up as well.
Yes, and the forums are kosamasnko.hqforums.net. And it's a happening place.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of people in there. But since we just started it, it's slowly growing. So hit up that forum and talk to us a bit. Tell us what you want to hear in the show.
We'll answer questions,
right? We'll even put your questions on the show and answer them.
Kosamas will have his funny quips ready for you. There's fire in your general direction with the humor.
Yeah, Diablo 3 fire.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Diablo 3. You've got some Diablo 3 news for us now, don't you, Kosamas?
Yeah, I'm surfing around the net. In terms of domain names, if you go to Diablo 3, what was there is currently not there anymore because Blizzard has bought the domain name from some chump who's owned it for how many years?
It's probably like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, so he bought Diablo 3. Plus. Blizzard bought Diablo 3.com. Plus, we've actually heard some rumors circulating.
Well, but they say that it's not a confirmation for a game. They adamantly deny that a game's coming, but hey, give me a fucking break. Give me a break. Yeah. Why the hell would they waste the money to go through all that trouble if they weren't making a game?
That's true.
I mean, obviously they're reserving.
And obviously there's fans. Something. Obviously there's Diablo fans out there that want a part 3, and they would be dumb not to make it. But speaking of some old games,
The fans have finally made a difference in gaming. The pleas of fans everywhere have finally been heard.
Why?
Earthbound on the virtual console.
Earthbound on the virtual console.
People are crying in the streets, man. I seen an old lady out there. She was going, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Earthbound." I couldn't believe it, man. She's like,
"That is kind of a shock to me still. It still hasn't settled in because I don't own a Wii, but to have Earthbound, you know, downloadable directly right now, if you had the console, that would be fucking kick ass.
I'm not sure. I haven't read into it to know if they're going to change anything.
No, they can't. They wouldn't, man. It's Earthbound. Why would they need to change anything?
I don't know. Maybe a new dungeon or something?
But I was sure it would be cool. But besides Earthbound, there's a couple of other things that have been coming out. Is some old classics from the 16-bit days. Earthworm Jim in Part 1 and Part 2. But something else about it is they're making a 360 version of Earthworm Jim, so we'll have more info on that.
360 version?
Yeah.
I thought it was a PSP. I thought they were making it on the PSP.
Are they?
I didn't know it was 360. Oh.
I thought it was going to go to arcade or something, but maybe.
I don't know. I guess we'll get back to you on that.
But anyway, Clay Fighter as well.
Cool, so you can Ichabod Clay.
Versus Helga.
Helga. Or, let's see how many characters I can name, all right?
Okay.
Right. Tiny. Ichabod Clay, Mr. Frosty.
What about the Pumpkinhead guy?
Yeah, Ichabod. That was Ichabod Clay, man. What are you talking about? And then you've got Helga, right?
Yeah.
What else you got?
You got that, the Blob.
The Blob. Yeah, the Blob was a stupid character. Anyway, I remember having 100-hit combos in Clay Fighter.
I don't have many memories of Clay Fighter, but the intro screens was like, Ichabod Clay versus Tiny. Because that was like the first time you heard voice acting in a fighting game.
In a cartridge fighting game.
Yeah, those graphics weren't bad for back in the day.
They were bad. They were claymation.
Yeah.
Whoever's idea it was to come up with a claymation fighter, who was it, Midway? Was it Midway who did it?
But claymation was pretty big for a while, man. You know that. Like, on TV, people were making commercials.
Celebrity Death Match.
Yeah.
That was big back
remember,
in the day.
Remember it actually, you could tune in after the middle of the Super Bowl to MTV to watch the Beavis and Butthead, Celebrity Death Match on MTV. It was like Marilyn Manson and Kid Rock or some bullshit. But anyway.
Yeah.
For those people that still play Burnout, nobody?
Wait, I'm listening.
I know, dude.
We need a cricket sound effect.
Well, for the few people that are still playing Burnout, you know, you're getting your new islands coming soon, which are supposed to be free, which kicks ass.
Yeah, and motorcycles.
Night driving. That's all coming in August, which is I'm kind of wondering, like, how the hell are they gonna do the motorcycles? You don't see no humans.
Yeah,
in the game.
Are they gonna go flying, or is it gonna be an empty motorcycle?
Because I've always thought it was almost kind of weird because of the DJ. He just like locked up in his cellar, trying to get all the cars to kill each other off by wrecking. He's like, hey, this is Atomic Gun DJ.
Atomic Gun.
Go do flips off this crazy ramp. It's insane. And then all these cars without drivers are all, we must. And then, like, he's like the only human left in the city.
Yeah, everybody, all the cars are controlled by computers.
So anyway, there's,
So I guess they got humans.
No, a meteor struck, dude, a meteor struck. And, like, Maximum Overdrive, the one with those 18-wheelers that came to life in the
80s. Yeah, that was sweet.
Oh, it's almost like that. That's the hidden story of Burnout. But how are they going to do motorcycles? Are they just going to be driving around without anybody on them?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out in August. It's coming up.
Dude, I think I might pick up Burnout again just to see a person fly off the bike on a crazy crash and just see him fly and tumble. That's almost like Grand Theft Auto happiness. Because you could do that, you know, fly off a bike.
Oh, the physics are cool, man, in GTA 4. But we got a new game coming out for the DS.
Oh, shit, man.
But we don't know if it's coming to America yet, but I wanted to, you know, inform the listeners.
It's called World Destruction.
World Destruction.
World Destruction.
And it's pretty much a who's who of RPGs. You've got Makat Misa.
Let me read that. Masato
Kato. I can't read your handwriting,
I know, man. That's why I said let me read it. Masato Kato. He is also the scenarist, I guess.
You can't even read his own handwriting either.
Scenarist. It's a weird word, right?
Scenarist.
Scenarist.
Scenarist. That is not one word. That's not what it
said. Dude, that's what it said on the fucking...
It did not say scenarist.
Yeah, he's a scenarist. I'm not kidding.
A scenarist.
But he's a scenarist for Xenogears. Yeah, name drop.
Scenarist is not a word, man.
I'll show it to you, alright, after the show.
Alright, we'll see.
but besides the scenarist, I'm of Xenogears.
See, that doesn't even say scenarist, it says scenarasolist. He's a Misato Kato has an asterisk.
But anyway, also on there, Kuniko Tanaka, he does the character design. Yasunori Mitsuda, he's the composer. And these are all composers and stuff from like Grandia and Xenogears. And Masatoshi Azuma is the design director.
He's Azumi.
Awesome. Azumi. I got
He's got boogers in his throat. Okay, we got one more news bit for you. We've got Condemned 2 Bloodshot.
Not Bloodsport.
I don't remember, is it?
No, I wrote down Bloodsport.
We don't really even remember what Bloodshed? I don't even know.
Shut up, Kill.
Something nasty.
I'm going to review this game right now, so I'm going to tell you what I think for the first minute, then Kill's going to jump in.
60-second review, go.
Condemned 2, a.k.a. Bum Fights. And you are a detective, well, you're not a detective at the beginning, but you all know the story of Condemned, but I'm not going to spoil it, but it's a creepy-ass game. It's got a lot of badass sound effects, like in terms of sound design. If you're in a surround sound and the lights are off, you'll hear walls creaking and crazy stairwayed freaks breaking down walls in the next room before they finally get to you and lose it. But it's got the whole Lost Prophecy taste to it, which is kind of, it's awesome for the first half. Then all of a sudden, it turns to bullshit with all this whacked out storyline nonsense of cults, and you're like, what the fuck?
What was it, Resident Evil 4 about cults?
Yeah, but this one...
cults are scary, man.
But this game had its own feeling. It was hand-to-hand combat most of the time. You never had a gun. You always had to pull something off a wall.
And really, that it went the cult route, huh?
And then later on, it started going, like, I know, spoiler right there, but there's... fucking cult.
Yeah, he did spoil it, didn't he?
I think it's worth a damn play. It's fun. I'd had a fun until the guns started showing up towards the end, and I was like, oh, man, this is kind of cheap. Now it's just shooting. And you had A shooting gun. And bang, there's also something that that's a projectile, but I won't spoil it here. Anyway, this game, I'd say it was an 8 all the way up to the last part of the game, then it drops to like a 5.
So it's a 6.
So it becomes a B-.
A B minus.
Yeah.
You're going to let it be a B minus.
B minus.
And I gave Rock Band a D plus. Wow.
Yeah, I'd say it's a B minus because I enjoyed Condemned too. I think everybody should at least try it because it was immersive. It felt fucking creepy as hell. And
I watched you play, but I didn't actually play it, so I'm going to be
reserved. And it has these little segments where you got to... CSI, the crime scene, you know, checking for blood samples. But it's like they're holding your hand.
Yeah, that was really innovative.
It was, but they're holding your hand. It was like a random guy just kind of like, oh, you should probably trace that into the museum and check out what's in there.
Well, people are overall stupid, and the people who made that game know that people need everything spelled out for them.
That is true. There's the gamers like us who like to explore and find out things for ourselves, whereas a lot of gamers have to have their hands held like most of the time.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why a lot of people didn't like Burnout, because the new one, because it was like, do whatever you want. And everyone's like, I don't know what to do. There's so much shit to do. Which that's kind of the way it felt, huh? Like, there's so much stuff to do,
yeah,
you just kind of lose interest.
No, the thing is, I think it's designed that way, so when you might race from one intersection to another, but there'll always be something going on real close to wherever you're at.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, we already had reviewed Burnout and got pretty good scores. It just didn't have that replayability that we all thought it would offer.
Yes.
But Condemned 2, I think all our Samus and Kill listeners should check that out. I think it's worth a play. Rock Band, if you're into the whole fake band musician thing.
It's worth
a
play, not worth a fanatic.
Yeah, it's not worth fanatically playing, but check it out. It's fun. But I don't know, $160? Even Europe is getting fucked with like a $250 system. I don't think this game is worth that much. Go pick up a real guitar and play it! Yo, what's up? Kosamas and Kill fans, this is Kosamas.
Yep, and I'm Kill.
And we got a special guest.
Don't fuck with me.
We got a special guest. We do, man, and it's fucking exclusive as hell.
There are a lot of bodyguards in the room. We've got the royal prince of all Saiyans, Prince
Vegeta.
I'm sorry, Vegeta, I didn't mean to talk.
Yes, thank you for inviting me on the show, Kosamas and Kill.
We're actually, we wanted to talk to Vegeta, me and Kosamas, about the new TV show he has. It's called Saiyan's Company. It's a sitcom about Vegeta.
That's
and
right.
Bulma and Trunks.
That bloody woman.
It's pretty funny.
I've checked it out, and this is some funny ass shit. So we're going to interview Vegeta about what he thinks about his new show and how he felt working on it with Bulma and Trunks. And how he feels about Kakarot. Kakarot! Shut up. Damn, man, that's getting the hell out of me.
That's really weird.
Yeah, don't. That word's taboo. Don't say that, okay?
So Vegeta, tell me how you actually, when the first time was that you hooked up with your wife Bulma.
Well, it was during a time of peace, but I was training nonstop and I was hurt and weak, and I do not like to talk about it. But Bulma, she was such a sweet and caring earth woman, but she did not shut up, so I grabbed her. I said, listen, ho! I'm gonna enter it real nice and slow. Since you... Don't laugh at me!
This is the worst interview ever. time on that, folks. I just want to say we're going to give you a real Vegeta interview eventually. That one's just for laughs. We got to stop this. Kakarot?
Oh, well, you just heard our spoof interview with Vegeta.
The worst thing I think we've ever put down on a digital recording.
Well, shit, you talked me into it. I'm buzzing.
I talked you into it. I told you that you could be Vegeta and I'd interview you, and you said, I could interview Vegeta, too. That's the stupidest idea ever. Two people in the room and three people being in the podcast. Oh, Kosama's here. He says one word in regular Kosama's voice, and then he says the same word in Vegeta's voice. And it's like, of course, Vegeta. I mean, are you trying to fucking fool? You fucking fool, man. Oh, Baka. Man.
You're fucking Baka. Loose butt cheek, motherfucker.
That was the worst thing. Okay. Don't ask us why we did that. We're going to kick you over to some Get Backers since. Kosama's just finished the Get Backers at some point. I introduced him to.
I just saw Get Backers with the main characters are
Banchan.
Banchan and Amano Genji.
Banmido.
And of course, these guys are Get Backers, so they get back things that
are not
in their possession. Yeah.
Yeah, that are not in their possession.
That's just of it. So if say if these people took my favorite bunny rabbit, I can go. Here's $60.
$60.
And they'll take that $60 and
No, they'd want your autograph. They'd be like, "Oh, it's Cooper Hawks from Game Hounds. We have your autograph."
But anyway, it was a pretty badass series. Lots of intense fighting. I thought the animation was pretty clean, man, for being such an old anime. And the storyline it was actually pretty enjoyable because they had to get stuff back every few episodes and the sagas were interesting and one of the main villains was like one of my favorite characters.
Kuroda Akabane.
Yes.
Akabane. He is badass.
He is a badass character.
Dr. Jekyll.
And I saw it in Japanese. I didn't get to catch it in the English version, but he has a definitely.
But Kyo Mi told you that the.
Kyo Mi. What was that?
Anyway, all I'm trying to say is I told you that the English version is not too bad. The dub is about an 8 on the scale, and it's hard to come by a good English dub.
That's true, especially in this day and age.
I've just been, like, feeling your desk here, and I just, like, scraped out a booger.
A booger on the desk?
It's like, what else? Old boogers from when he was 10 years old, he wiped on the bottom of the desk, and I just put my hand in it.
What the fuck? Don't touch me. But
it's like
it's called Get Backers, and it's 26 episodes. Is it? No, it's like 49 episodes. 49 episodes, and it's available in a dub and in the Japanese version, which I would recommend picking up because this series is it's fucking badass.
It is fucking badass.
The fights are really deep and. They're actually unpredictable. You will never know what's going to happen because the enemy levels are totally different than... I guess you could compare them to almost Naruto jutsus, the way they use their spells. Like, one guy can call animals, and they do his bidding.
The Beastmaster, Shido.
Yeah, Shido. And, of course, there's this Kazuki. He's the thread.
He's the fag of the group.
Yeah, he's a dude that dresses like a chick.
But that's like part of his clan, I guess.
Yeah, something. They have to do this, but he controls hair, pretty much, right? Is it hair or thread? Just string?
Super thread that's made of something.
Yeah, and pretty much can cut through anything, but I thought he was a pretty good character, man. He was badass. He's kind of fruity, but...
But what would you rate this?
Shit, man, I'd say what, on a 1 to 10 scale, or...
ABC,
ABC, B, man, F. Dude, fuck. This. I'd say I'd give it, an A minus.
Don't think too hard.
I'm A minus, man.
Just kidding.
It was fucking badass.
I definitely give it an A because I really, really like it, man. The characters, that's what gets it for me. The characters.
You know what was also cool, too, is a lot of episodes revolved around art.
Yeah.
Like about missing art pieces and hidden stories.
Venus de Milo.
Yeah, and like the fifth Van Gogh sunflower.
Venus de Milo gets stolen. Yeah.
No, dude, it's... And then, like, I ain't gonna spoil nothing. You're gonna have to check this out.
It's too late, but, it's cool.
What else do we have, for anime? Have you checked anything out? You have anything to rate?
Yes, I do, actually. I just finished the Naruto manga.
Naruto manga? Oh, shit, he finally caught up to me.
And
what does this mean?
I gotta say, that's the sound of me pissing my pants right there. Psst.
Yeah, so many unanswered questions, especially now. Which, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about spoilers right now. So
spoilers! You might need to fast forward.
Yeah, fast forward about 10 minutes, because we're going to talk about Naruto here for a while, then... 5 minutes.
You know what? I'm thinking maybe we should do
a Naruto
hardcore
special.
Spoilers like that in a little 15 or 20 minute midweek special. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yay! That's the sound of our studio audience.
But we'll put out
a blank
expression. What did you think about Naruto manga? Is it worth to keep reading the series?
I think that Naruto is an... See, I've talked to so many Naruto haters. People, they hate Naruto. They don't know anything about it. They watch 10 episodes on the Cartoon Network. And
they pick it off as kiddie, immature,
I have
loud,
got to tell
annoying.
You, the sheer amount of deaths and violence and gore and emotion involved in these later issues of Naruto manga is just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure.
It's totally
and you get to see so much character development. Even like all your favorite characters get a special moment in the manga, so they get to pick off like a huge boss.
I'm gonna give a spoiler right now.
Spoiler.
Dies.
Damn.
I just did it. I'll say another person who dies. Dies. He dies too.
So there you
and
have
then
it.
Dies too, man.
Shinigami, no leaf.
Shinigamis are in a whole nother world.
I know. Yeah. But anyway, man.
Maybe you should put
death,
down the red stripe.
Death on. Death does. No, I'm just saying, you know, the death gods of this universe of Naruto are
busy.
They're busy. Let's just say that they're killing people off left and right, and the story is getting enough to the point where it's reaching a peak to something incredible happening. And I'm just. And I can't wait because I want to know what Sasuke has up his sleeve.
I want to give a thank you. I want to take this time to give a thank you to NarutoFan.com.
NarutoFan.com.
For releasing us these good mangas, translations as they come out in Japan.
And Darabayo for their...
Darabayo.
For their subs.
We love you guys.
Subs.
We must tell you guys, if you're going to give anybody on the internet money, give your money to Darabayo because they are doing something good. They're making free... super fan translations. I call them super fan translations
because
they're
fans.
Ill.
Yeah,
don't fuck with us.
That's
they're
what I love
badass.
About them. I think the best subs are done by the fans because they know the anime, they know the universe, they know the right dialect
to
use, and they know the language, the way a character speaks. Yeah, hopefully there's a few bad.
Would be a pretty bad fan translation, but Darabayo does know the language, and they are the shit. You need to check them out. Darabayo.com.
Darabayo.
Yeah.
Alright.
I wanted to say kosamasnkyo at
gmail.com.
We've also got kosamasnkyo.hqforums.net, which is our forum. We're constantly on there. MySpace. We got that MySpace. Yo, we got that MySpace. I might pull out my trigun. Open up my eye, hit you with a ring gun. Oh, my bad. Some super rap.
Yeah, but well, thanks for listening to our comeback show. I know it's a little rough, but we'll get back to swing of things and put out something even better next time with tons of interviews.
See, I think the problem is I'm so jarred from my mission.
It was really you look a little jarred. You've been a little unsteady. You haven't been yourself.
You don't even know what happened, man. I can't even talk about it on the show. But all I've got to say is beware of Bohemian Grove.